talking about the top seed up there at Top Sport. The home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858. G'day, Tristan.
G'day, Jimmy. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm really well. So what star sign were you?
I'm Sagittarius. So okay. I was actually reading the paper today, actually, and it says there's on the horizon you've got a myriad of winning lunch bets coming up over the next 5 weeks of the footy season. So that's standard. So I'd imagine that's certainly right. Would you agree with that, Jimmy? Is that what you've got on your little bit of paper?
Did you say call this 1300 number at $5 a minute for more information on that? Anything like that? Because that's sort of what it sounds generous. Idealistic, great sense of humour. However, here we go. Promises more than they can deliver. Very, very impatient. Right?
I didn't realise my wife was born in the same month.
And then we'll say anything no matter how undiplomatic. So there you go, straight to the point. We don't mind that.
There you go. Well, yeah, I think that's very, very accurate. So that's good. Well, we better give some very, very accurate statements on the footy odds this round, I think. I think that might be the way to do it.
All right, let's go to it. NRL, of course, starting tomorrow night. This is a big one. Any change in this Broncos-Roosters market?
Yeah, there is. And there has been a very sizable push for the Roosters. They've been $1.61 in from about $1.74. Broncos 235, and the line's gone from 2.5 out to 4.5. So that's been a really strong push for the Roosters. Now I did my little NRL ladder predictor during the week, and I had the Broncos losing this game. I took all the favourites in this round, but then I still had them making the top four because I think the Storm's got a very tricky run home. So anyone out there that is starting to like the Broncos in this game when they're getting out to a little bit of value, there's $3 out there for them to make the top four. So if you're on the same page of the Broncos being successful here, then I think they represent very, very good value because I had them making it even dropping this game.
Okay, so the other option is wait till they drop this game and then get a better price for top four.
Absolutely. So the only reason I raise that is if you're opposing me and you think the Broncos can win this game as the underdogs, then they'll firm up to odds on after this round because there's so many crucial games and it's just important. I would suggest if you're having a bet over the next couple of weeks and you like any of the roughies, then have a look and see what finals implications that brings because any side that wins as an underdog are going to drift very significantly. But yeah, if you agree with the weight of money and you like the Roosters, then certainly give it a week and see where it all lays in, and the Broncos will be a high price. But it is a good option if you like those rougher teams to look forward as we're only a month away from the finals now.
Yeah, I know. Exciting, isn't it? Now, everyone seems to be checking into the Commonwealth Games. They're getting great audiences. I'll take you to the swimming market for the women's 400 metres freestyle. I didn't realise Winx was swimming. So, Ariane Titmus.
Yeah, Winx is swimming at $1.05, Ariane Titmus. And then the baby of, the relative of Winx and Black Caviar is on as well, where the Aussie 4x100-metre medley relay are on at a very similar time, and they're at $1.02. So we've got two very, very strong chances of winning gold overnight for the Aussies. So it's really good to see. But, yeah, Ariane, she was so good in the Olympics and looks like she'd be very hard to beat in this 400-metre event.
No doubt. What a star she is. Men's individual medley. Duncan Scott, the Scott, is the favourite there. And you've got to go to Brendan Smith. What is he, fourth in the line of betting there? So that's a rare event where the Aussies aren't there or thereabouts. I would have thought in that one. Hey, AFL round 21, that starts. This is a big one. Melbourne Demons up against the Magpies. I think they're both top four sides, aren't they?
They're actually running second and third, sitting on equal points on the ladder. And the Pies have been on a massive hot run, and they're still $2.90. The Demons bounced back last week, but I'm just not convinced about their form line just at the moment. And the Pies, they can't be doing anything better, and they're $2.90 underdogs in this game, 16.5 the line. So I think it's a big price about the Pies, but Friday night, MCG, this might be the game that Melbourne really put their flag in the ground and say, we're going to go back-to-back here, but whatever happens, it's going to be a beauty Friday night.
Who is your team in the AFL?
Whatever's got a black number in the book.
Spoken like a true bookmaker there. Fair enough. Fair enough. I walked into that, didn't I? Good stuff, mate. We will speak again tomorrow.
Speak tomorrow, Jimmy.